Okay, good morning, class. My lecture will be on 10 types of upekkha continuously. Okay, do you remember which upekkha? Number 6. Parisuddhi upekkha. Parisuddhi upekkha is not yet, I think. Only we start and stop. Yes, not finished. Parisuddhi upekkha, Parisuddhi upekkha. Okay? Parisuddhi. Parisuddhi upekkha. This is number 6. Parisuddhi upekkha. According to grammatical rule, I also made it Parisuddhi upekkha. Okay? Parisuddhi means purification. Upekkha means equanimity or purification. So this is a deal with the fourth jhana stage. Jhana stage is two types. Five jhana method and four jhana method. Jhana stages are four or five. There are two ways. For those who has great intelligence, there's four jhana stages. For the others, there's five jhana stages. Okay? Four jhana stages and five jhana stages. Now, according to four jhana stages, I will explain. Parisuddhi upekkha, Parisuddhi upekkha, equanimity of purification. That is the meaning. And the fourth jhana stage, there is no opposite dhammas. Everything are extinguished. Every oppositions are extinguished in such a stage. According to the feeling, there's no suffering, no happiness, everything, every feeling, every emotion. Okay? Emotions are the object of jhana. All emotions are eradicated, completely eradicated. So, this is another stage, is in stage of purification. The minds become purified. At that time, equanimity arises. This equanimity is equanimity of purification. Pachanika upasame ajavara buddha upekkha. Pachanika means opposition. Upasama, calmness or opposition. No more opposition. Pachanika upasame. Avyapara buddha upekkha. Pachanika upasame. Avyapara buddha upekkha. So it is translated by Thindaribhuwan Nyanamoli. Uninterestedness in stilling opposition. It's a translation. Then, uninterestedness in stilling opposition. You get interest. Uninterest uninterestedness in stealing make it come. Stealing opposition. Stealing means upasama, here translation. Stealing of, stealing of opposition. Patanika means opposition. Upasama means stealing. Instilling opposition. Okay? Instilling of opposition. Abhyavara Buddha means uninterestedness. That is the meaning. In other way, I explain. Listen, no, he does not make any attempt to steal opposition. Okay? To steal oppositions. No actions to remove all oppositions. Because in such a state, there is no oppositions at all. Like that, for example, there's a king. This king waged war against his enemies. After he conquered all enemies, he said no more take action to wage war. Become peace. Isn't that? He conquered all enemies. He has no more enemy. At that time, he can keep calm. Never take any action to wage war against the enemy because of there's no enemy for him. Like peaceful countries, there's no rivals, no enemy, no opposite. Very peaceful. Like that, this Parisodhi Upekha means there's no more opposition. Therefore, everything's are in mentally, all emotions are purified, extinguished. There was no enemy, no opposition. At that time, this Upekha is no need to take action to against other oppositions. That is the meaning of Parisodhi Upekha. You get the meaning? Okay? A translation, just a translation is Parisodhi. Parisodhi Upekha means equanimity of purification. No more emotion, therefore, there's nothing to eradicate. There's nothing of evil to eradicate. Nothing of emotion to eradicate, to remove. Therefore, become calm. Okay? Equanimity arise. This equanimity is called Parisodhi Upekha. Okay, these, how many Upekhas now? Six. These are according to phenomena, only Tatra Machatata. The Tatra Machatata, only one Dhamma, according to aspect, it is classified into six. Okay? According to aspect, according to in the mode, it is classified into six. Dhamma means only. Like that, Vedana is just a feeling. Okay? This Vedana, according to condition, some Vedana is pleasant feeling, some Vedana is unpleasant feeling, some Vedana is indifferent feeling. According to aspect, only Vedana is classified into three or five. Like that, only Tatra Machatata, mental state, it is classified into Chalangupika, Brahma Viharupika, Bojangupika, then Tatra Janupika, Tatra Bachatupika, Janupika, and Parisotupika. Is it okay? According to aspect, according to mode, it is classified into six. The Dhamma is only one. Yes, people are also possible. Some people, in one company, he's a manager, in the other company, he's a director. Isn't that? Only one person. Only one person, according to its function. He conducts two, three companies. In one company, he's a manager, the other company, he's a director. Another company, he's maybe the members. Isn't that? Like that. Only Dhamma, according to aspect, it can be classified. Okay, these are only Tatra, Metta, Tatta, Chittasikas. Then, another, the number six I will explain. The number six, Vedana Upekkha. Vedana Upekkha. Number seven, Vedana Upekkha. Vedana Upekkha. This grammatical rule is omitted. Vedana Upekkha. Vedana Upekkha. Vedana Upekkha is explained in here. Okay? Just a feeling. This feeling is called Vedana Upekkha. This indifferent feelings. Vedana can be classified into three and four. Dealing with this, I explain sukha, dukkha, two negatives, adukkha, adukkha, asukha, like that. Adukkha, masukha, happiness, pain, neither pain nor happiness. Then such conditions, according to it, sukha can be classified, okay, physical happiness, mental happiness. Happiness can be classified according to it is a source, it is a base. Sukha, according to physical happiness, sukha is sukha, then somanasa. This sukha is classified into two sukha and somanasa. Sukha is physical happiness. Somanasa is mental happiness. Okay? Physical happiness and mental happiness. Dukkha also. Dukkha's physical pain, then dhammanasa, mental pain. If it's so, sukha classified into two, dukkha classified into two, then number three is, it cannot be classified, but at the time it is called upekkha. So sukha, somanasa, dukkha, dhammanasa, upekkha. Five feelings, vedana. They are only vedana. Only vedana is classified into three, according to the basically classifications, according to nature, sukha, somanasa, dukkha, dhammanasa, and upekkha. They are only feelings, mental state, chittasika. According to aspect, yes. Sorry? Yes, not all together. Yes, you see, sometimes without it, body just arise in mind also have. Somanasa. Nothing touch in the body, but only in mind we are happy. Okay? Sometimes touching by others, we got a feeling that is a physical. For example, according to Dukkha, that is more clear. More clear. There's something called a pain in the bodies. Okay? For example, headache and backache. It's something pain. That is it. Dukkha. Depending on this dukkha, Dhammanasa also rises, follow, worry about the back. Is it that? Someone fears his relatives die. At that time, nothing pain in the body. Is it that? Not pain body, only mind. But I'm so sorry so my relatives die. Nothing pain in the body, only mind. Maybe that's a later contact, not depending on bodies. Isn't that? Depending on body. You may lose something, or someone lost something, as mentally he's got pain. But nothing pain, like a headache, like a backache. Not such a pain. That is only mental pain. Isn't that? Not depending on his body, not depending on body. Maybe because of the mind, body also painful. Because of mind. But not start the body pains. Headache and backache starting body pain. Okay? After that, mental pain followed. Even the Buddha suffered body pain, physical pain. But worry not followed to the Buddhas. Buddha never worry about his painful. He never care. He can practice meditation, protect the painful. Isn't that? Only some pains are only mental pain, not body pain. After mental pain, maybe body pains also, because he cannot eat. He worry, so sorry, and then depression. So maybe these are following. You got it, the meaning? Okay. This, like a sukha also like that. Sukha, somanasa, dukkha, dhammanasa. So, even the Buddha suffered sukha. Even the Buddha feel sukha, feel suffering or dukkha also. Experience dukkha. But never follow the dhammanasa, arahants. Never follow dhammanasa. In Sayutta Nikaya, there is one sutta. One sutta, it is explained, puttochanga, ordinary persons. Ordinary persons get painful in the bodies. For example, like the headache and some more disease caught. Maybe serious cause, incurable cancer. He got cancer, he knows this cancer, he must die, surely. That is a certainty for him. Okay? That is a physical pain. First, physical pain. The disease is physical pain. So, puttochanga, depending on this physical pain, worries follow. Because, I must die. He is so unhappy. I must leave my relatives, my lovers, like that. You see? It's very painful mentally also. Isn't that? But at that end, the Buddha has explained, first God disease, physical pain is one arrow penetrate in his heart. This is one suffering. Then physical, mental pain again, come into again. So that is two arrows penetrate in his heart. Isn't that? The first is physical pain, the second is mental pain. Two arrows. Sanla Sutta, the Buddha explained. But Arahant and Buddha also, as you know, according to the biography of Buddha also got disease. The last day he is diarrheas. Even Vinadeva Maugalana, he was murdered by enemies. He was a king. This is physical pain. Even Vinadeva Sargoda, he got serious disease. But they never think, oh, I must die. They never worry about it. They think about only dharmas. That is the nature of a human being. They have no emotion about it then. So at that time, mental pain not followed. Only this dukkha, not dominance, are followed. To remove dominance, we have to practice meditation. Not to remove dukkha. Dukkha cannot be removed. Isn't that? If we were born as a human being, surely we must be, we are subject to decay, we are subject to death. That is certainty. Death is a certainty. It cannot abide. Can you abide? No such dharmas. Even Buddha's one day demise, going to pray Nirvana. Nati chatasa amarana. That is the Buddha's views. Nati chatasa amarana. There is not anybody who will not die. There is not anybody who are born and not die. So everybody were born will die, surely die. Isn't that? Did you find any person who will not die after being born? Yes? Samanasa is possible. Yeah, but the Samanasa, in this case, Samanasa is, you should understand too, with the craving or without craving. Okay? When happy, sometimes, mostly our enjoyment is with the craving, with the attachment. We like it. We want to, for example, mental happiness. We have, sometimes we experience mental happiness. We want to enjoy experience again and again. That is a craving. Craving is a falsehood. Isn't that? That is the difference of ordinary person and Arha and the Buddhas, without the craving, with the craving. Mostly ordinary persons with the craving. Because of impatita smobara, vedana pachaya tanna, we cannot find. When vedana arises, it leads to tanna. Vedana pachaya tanna. Normally it is slow. Vedana pachaya tanna. Vedana lead to arising of attachment. Craving. Mostly. Sometimes only without the craving also possible because of only dharma, thinking of dharma at that time, cravings lay as a latent. Okay? Now, anger, hatred, lying, latent. Nobody angry now, I think. You are not angry now? Where is your anger? It's a lying latent. But ready. They are ready. If there is a condition. If there is a condition. If there is no condition, never arises. But Buddha is not potentiality, not possibility. Even the source of potentiality is removed. We have a lot of potentialities. If there is a condition come into being, it will rise. Easily, right? Isn't that? So we must destroy the potentials. That is called anusaya. Anusaya means when the proper conditions appear, they appear. Anurupan karanam labhetava upacchati. Anurupan karana means proper condition. Proper condition? Happen, proper condition. Happen received proper condition, it rises. That is anusaya. Anurupa karana labhedava upacchati. Anusaya. Anusayati. Anusaya. I will give it the Pali's anusayati. Anusayati, anusaya. This is a verb. Anusayati. Anurupam karanam karanam labhedava. This explanation of anusayati. Sayati means upachati. Anu means anurupam karanam labhedava. Two words. Anusayati, anusaya. Anusaya means now. Anusayati is verb. So, explanation of anurupam karanam labhedava. Sayati upachati. That is the meaning, after having received, having received proper condition, anurupam karanam, proper condition, it arises. That is potential stage. Okay? Potential stage, latent. Lie latent. Anusaya means lie latent. So, within the Buddha, such potentialities are described. Therefore, it is impossible to arise emotion, or like the lobha, dosa, moha, within the Buddha and Arahant. Okay? Therefore, dealing with the lobha, dosa, the Buddha has feeling. But, because as you know, Buddha also a human being. He has an eye to see with it. He sees, like us, desirable object, undesirable object. When we see desirable object, we love it. When we see undesirable object, we hate it. But the Buddha is neither love nor hate, just a seeing. Because he always mindful towards the Dhamma, he realized about the nature of visible object. Isn't that? So if you contemplate inside knowledge, through inside knowledge, you also can have such a institution, such a constitution, such a situation, such a mental state. Okay? Now I want to explain the Vedanupika. So Vedana, basically classification sukha, dukkha, arukha, masukha. Being sukha classifies again sukha and somanasa, mental happiness, physical happiness and mental happiness, dukkha, mental pain, and dukkha, physical pain, domanasa, mental pain. According to it, upekkha has become five. Vedana has become five. Only Vedana, according to aspect, it is classified. Feeling is just a feeling. The Buddha taught us, feeling is just a feeling, not I. We think it is I. Isn't that? In common language, we say, I'm feeling, I'm happy, I'm feel sad, they say, but there's no I, just Vedana feels, just Vedana feel happy, just Vedana feel sad. That is Vedana Nupassana, okay? In Satipatthana method, Vedana Nupassana. If you contemplate Vedana, you will realize about Vedana. If you realize Vedana, there is nothing to refer as I or mine. Isn't that? There's no I, there's no mind, just a feeling. This feeling also just a moment. It arises depending on conditions. Without a condition, it does not arise. Isn't that? We should realize like that. right understanding samadhi is in this way. We must upgrade our samadhi to realize feeling. The feeling is very important. Therefore, specially the Buddhas to contemplate the feeling, Vedana Nupassana taught us. Because of feeling lead to craving. Therefore, we cannot escape it from samsara. Isn't that? Feeling is very important. Just for feeling, we walk every day. Isn't that? For feeling. You are searching for happiness. We are searching for happiness. Everybody is searching for happiness. You may say, I never searching for happiness. I search only money. Money for what? Isn't that? We are born alone in this world. But for happiness, we join others. Isn't that? We join others. We should stay alone because we were born alone. But cannot stay. You say, sometimes he is unhappy. You say, oh, leave me alone, leave me alone. But he cannot stay longer alone. He's searching for others always. He called telephone. How are you? So, we are always searching for happiness. That isn't that? That is because of vedana, feeling. Does the feeling lead to craving? Craving lead to grasping. In Paticca Sobhara, the Buddha explains the human natures. Vedana pachaya, dana pachaya, upadana pachaya, bhava. We are always established our life. That is a bhava. Accumulate good and bad, good and evil karmas to establish our life. Isn't that? Every day we are working for our life because of grasping. The grasping because of craving. The craving because of feeling. So Paticca Sobhara has explained in this way. So I must complete that my upekkha. Otherwise we continue to next lecture. Okay now? Vedana upekkha is not so difficult. That is Vedana upekkha is Vedana Nupassana and just Vedana. This is one type of mental state, Chetasikas, okay? Then what is the next one? Vedana upekkha. Now how many upekkhas are you finished? Seven upekkhas. Chalanga upekkha, Brahma vihara upekkha, Pochanga upekkha, yes, Tatra Machatu upekkha, Chandu upekkha, Parisodu upekkha, Viran upekkha. Another one is Viri upekkha. Viri upekkha. Number 8, Viri upekkha. Viriya upekkha. Okay, Viri upekkha. Viri upekkha means just upekkha, just viriya, effort. Translation is equanimity of effort. Equanimity of effort. That is easy. Not extremely effort, neither over strenuous, nor over less. This is a viriya upekkha. Viriya is not so high, not so low. Okay, it is become moderate. Effort also sometimes effort also requested to be moderate. Okay? If you have effort so high, you cannot concentrate. it's become udacha, restlessness. Sometimes you walk a heart. You walk a heart. Your mind is not peaceful. Isn't that? If you walk a heart. If you are so busy, so activity, you will be tired. Not work, not balance. Therefore, you should cut down your effort. If that effort is so lower, other than you will be lazy. So must be keep moderate. Your effort must be moderate. It's more important in during meditation. That is called viriyupika. Okay? Viriyupika must be moderate. Kochangupika. Kochangupika means another upikas. That is enlightenment factors upikas. Bhujangupika is tatra machatatasa, working this together. Yeah, your question is okay. This Bhujangupika also viriya and samadhi must be equal. That is just dealing with viriyas. That is both, okay, dealing with viriyas. Viriya should not be so high, not so low. You must keep viriyas moderate, okay? That is viriyupika. Okay, now this viriyupika is enough, I think. Then the most important upika is two upikas. Vipassana upika and sankhara upika. Okay? These two upikas are important for meditation. Vipassana upika. Vipassana upika, sankhara upika, sankhara upika. This is two upikas. Vipassana upikas, equanimity about insight. Just a translation. Vipassana upika, equanimity about insight. Equanimity about insight. Sankharupika, equanimity about formation. Formation here means sankhara, about the conditioned things, okay? Equanimity about formation. Equanimity about sankhara. Formation here, translation is sankhara, okay? Equanimity about formation. That is sankharupika, vipassanupika, equanimity about insight. Vipassana is insight knowledge. These two is important. I will give some of the lines from Visuddhimagga. Okay? Now it's time, it's very close. Vipassana, insight means vipassana. For that, I will give some Pali lines. Okay? Vipassana jnanena. With inside knowledge. Vipassana jnana, inside knowledge. Vipassana jnanena, vipassana jnanena, lakhanataye, vipassana jnanena, lakhanataye, dhaiti. That is the meaning. When sees, data means sees, seeing. When sees, lakhanataya means three characteristics, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Okay? Impermanence, solar impermanence, suffering, and so. Lakhanataya, lakhana means characteristic, daya means three characteristics. Three characteristics means universal characteristic. Anicca, dukkha, anatta means universal characteristic. Characteristics are two, individual characteristic and universal characteristic. That is called samanya lakana. Vipassana sees universal characteristic, not individual characteristic, is just a starting point before vipassana. Okay? Like the characteristic of feeling is Vedana's individual characteristic. Feeling is Vedana is individual characteristic, but anicca dukkha anatta is universal characteristic of feeling. So when sees three universal characteristics with inside knowledge, that is given the situation, okay? When sees three characteristics through vipassana jnana, sankharana. Sankharana means formation, sankhara, conditioned things means something arises depending on own conditions, okay? Created by their conditions, sankharana. Anicca, sankharana, anicca bhavadi. Vichinane, sankharana, anicca bhavadi. Vichinane. Vichinane means examine. Vichinane, examine of sankhara as a anicca dukkha anatta. Okay? Examine condition sankhara as a anicca dukkha anatta. In the case of examining sankharana anicca bhavati vichinane, macchatata upachati. This is macchatata means the nature of upekha. Ayam vipassana upekha nama from Visuddhimagga. Okay? Visuddhimagga Pali. Vipassana jnanena lakkhanatthaye dhaithe sankharanam anicca bhavati vichinane macchatata upachati. One sentence. Ayam vipassana upekha nama. Okay? So, when sees the three individual universal characteristics through vipassana knowledge, with the vipassana knowledge, then neutrality arises. In the case of examining sankhara as anicca dukkha anatta, not need great effort because of easily realize anicca dukkha anatta. No need to effort. Like that, on the highway, you drive a car, there's no car, only you are alone in the highway. Okay? The road also very smooth. Just as you hold the steering and singing the song, you can drive easily. No need effort. Is it that? Like that, vipassana also sometimes will be easy for you. That is called vipassana upekha. Okay? If there are many cars, there's a crowded, you must be careful not to hit other cars. But on the highway, you alone, early morning drive, there's no other cars. Road is very wide and very smooth. Easily you drive, isn't that? Like that, and vipassana way, when vipassana knowledge is high, other than you easily notice impermanent and suffering and soullessness. Okay, now I must stop. Okay, let me stop.